Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
97.3 The Fan listeners, if you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Gwynn Jr.
Don't panic.
Padres starting pitcher. I wasn't panicking.
You look like you panicked.
Chris Ello.
That's what Buster Polny considered.
And Matt Scraby.
Such an old guy thing to do. Like, I'm not going to deal with these automated balls and strikes.
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
Four o'clock hour kicks off here. Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in San Francisco. Frank, Big Frank Marchese, alongside here at the Odyssey Palace Studios. If anybody's tuned in and say, what happened to Scraby? Don't you worry about it. We'll take care of him. No, he's been filling in on the afternoon show for Braden Suprenant, who's on vacation. Simple. Scraby, scheduled to return next week. Is that right, Frank? Are you going back? When's Braden actually coming back? Is he, or Braden is he like on a six-month, you know, walk about the world? Where
Braden's,
is he?
Braden allegedly is sent back here on Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, so he'll be back in business Monday.
Yes, back to normal scheduled fun.
Normal scheduling Monday. Next Monday. And all just in the nick of time Monday for start of the Dodger series.
Yes.
Monday night. Yep. We've been waiting all year for it. Padres can't afford to look ahead. They got to play the Giants tonight and tomorrow. And they also have to play the Brew Crew on the weekend.
Yep.
But we can look ahead to the Dodger series.
We can.
Starts Monday night. Should I see who the scheduled pitching matchup is for the first game? Monday night? Why not? Do you know it offhand already?
It'd be Cease is going. His turn in the rotation.
I have Pivetta.
Pivetta's tonight.
Right. And 1, 2, 3.
So it'd be Vasquez. Vasquez's
turn. No, there'll
be
four games in between tonight and Monday. It'll be tomorrow,
Oh,
Cease.
Monday. Oh, I thought you were talking about, I thought you said Friday.
I'm talking about Monday against the Dodgers. It'll be Pivetta and Kershaw. That's the scheduled matchup.
That'll be fun.
Second game. Let's retire the crying Kershaw meme, by the way.
Please
put that away. Ever bring it back. Dylan Cease, Tony Gonsolin in game two. Next Wednesday afternoon, Randy Vasquez, Landon Knack, or Knack. That's the series matchup for the Dodgers next week. Can't wait. I mean, look, these last two games against the Giants have been awesome. Division games, a lot of stress, strategy. It's what we want.
Yeah, they have been fun.
I agree.
It's been a very good series.
The outcome's
so far.
Been, you know, made it help make it more worthwhile. But anyway, we digress. It's time to play a little trivia. The game is called Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be referring to this for the next few weeks, Frank. So let me be the first. If you're out there and you think you could never win Chris versus the Fans, understand that anything is possible. The Rockies today finished a sweep of the Marlins. Okay? So anything can happen. But you can only win Chris versus the Fans if you take a shot at it. You call in, you play, 833-288-0973. Even people that aren't great at trivia can win Chris versus the Fans because of the way the game is designed. And if you win, Frank, yeah, I'm going to let you read today. I read it yesterday.
You're going to let me read
today?
It's
way too long. You want to pick out the highlights? No, you can't pick out the highlights.
Oh, for the... I'm sorry.
For the prize for
the
Chris
prize
versus the Fans.
For Chris versus the Fans.
Yes.
Let me scroll on down to it.
Scroll down to it.
It is quite a thing to read.
I know. I'm going
to
rest. I'll take a nap. Wake me up.
Lights celebrate out. Summer with a spa and pool getaway at Resorts World Las Vegas, home of the largest elevated pool complex on the Vegas Strip. Hmm. You'll receive a two-night stay at Resorts World Vegas, Las Vegas. Dine poolside at one of five unique pool experiences and experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Awana Spa, one of the largest co-ed spa facilities in Las Vegas. To book your summer stay, please visit rwlasvegas.com.
That wasn't too bad.
No cough in there.
Sorry about the cough.
It's just rwlasvegas.com.
I'm doing my best to not cough on air. But people probably can tell I've been had a cold, a little summer cold here the last few days.
Yes.
And I think it's starting to break up, but that means coughing. So I'm doing my best not to do that on air. But I'm not always successful. All right, let's get to our game. You get three questions. They get harder as you go along. If you're right, you move on. If you're wrong, then I get a chance to answer it. But if I miss it, you move on anyway. And if it's all down to the last question, you get it right or I miss it, you win. And it has happened before where contestants have missed all three.
And still won.
But I've missed all three. And they have won. That's why I say, if you're out there thinking, I'd like to play Chris versus the Fans someday, but I don't think I could win. You never know. As they say. Was it the old Yogi Berra-ism?
The Rockies can win a series.
No.
Oh,
he didn't say that.
Bad.
The Rockies didn't exist when Yogi was going. one of the many things Yogi said is you can describe baseball in two words. You never know.
Yep.
That's why it's a Yogiism.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Frank. Pick a contestant and let's go.
All right. So our first contestant today, let's go with Luke in Mission Valley.
Luke.
You're going to open it up. Luke, how you doing today?
All right. Hi, Luke.
Good. How are you guys?
We're very good. Thank you.
All right. Here we go. Ready for question number one?
Yes, sir.
It's on its way. Who are the two teams in the NBA Finals starting tomorrow night?
Oh, right.
The Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers.
He's on it. Luke is ready for game one of the finals.
So there is number one. Let's go on to question number two.
Number two.
In golf, what is the maximum number of clubs a golfer can carry in his bag for a round?
There is a number.
That would be 14.
Wow.
Wow.
Quickly. He didn't miss a
round.
On
Luke.
It.
There
wow.
we go.
Should we just give him the prize? I mean, he sounds like he's all over this stuff.
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves here.
Luke, we'll see
big
you at
golfer.
The...
That was a good one.
Oh, you're a good golfer. All right. That's good. Yeah. Do you have a hole-in-one in your life?
I do not. Closest was a Torrey number three.
Torrey number three. Well, that's impressive that you got close there. No hole-in-ones over here either, but hopefully one day, Luke.
All right, we got to make this a good one here. Question
number
three. The
Rockies did sweep the Marlins. Yes. A hole-in-one is possible.
There we go. Okay.
Giving a tester here to Luke now.
We know Canada's winter sport is hockey.
Oh, brother.
What is their summer sport?
They have one? Like the national sport of Canada in the summer?
Well, yeah.
What does that mean?
More or less.
Is it cycling?
Cycling. Gonna try that.
No, it is not, Chris.
I have a guess because I heard once that Canada's real national sport, well, no, curling would be a possibility, but that's not
a
summer
winter sport
either. Lacrosse.
It is lacrosse.
Yeah. I remember hearing that a long time ago. Sorry about that. Luke, you're a good player, though. I know
that.
Play again, Luke.
That one actually does
kind
of hurt a little bit.
Well, Luke will be back.
Let's go to David in Del Cerro. David, how you doing today?
Hi, David.
I'm doing good, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Very nice part of town you are in, David. I like Del Cerro.
Not shabby, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just nice. Neither here nor there in that regard. I just think it's nice. I like Del Cerro. I always have a good feeling in Del Cerro. Nice views. All right, go, Frank. Get me out of this.
Let's go question number one. Which MLB fan voting ballot released today in preparation for its game in July?
Fan ballot in baseball. What starts today? Fan voting.
The All-Star game.
All-Star game. Makes sense. Yep,
there it is. The All-Star ballot out today. So
is the All-Star game, like, I barely even remember it anymore.
It's not worth remembering now.
It used to be a big thing.
Yeah, because now
I can't tell you how big of a deal it was back when I was a kid, Frank. It was like you stopped the world for the All-Star game.
They made the game meaningless now. Yeah. There's nothing.
But it was meaningless before. It just didn't seem that way.
No, you had World Series home field advantage.
I'm talking about way before that. No, the home field advantage was just something they put in to try and make it interesting. The All-Star game used to be the thing. Anyway,
here we go.
I'll try to school you on that some other time.
Question number two.
How many of us have to vote for all Padres? And by the way, you shouldn't vote for all Padres. You should vote for who you think should be on the All-Star team.
Yes.
I say.
I agree.
Okay.
Who is the only MLB player to hit two grand slams in a single inning?
Woo!
Not game, inning.
Inning, yeah. That's pretty well known around here, though, I think. We'll see if who's our guest here? Who's our contestant?
David. David.
Yes. See if David knows this. Only player ever to hit two grand slams in one inning. He does have a roundabout connection to San Diego.
Fernando Tatis Jr. I know that's not it.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
No.
He almost got it, though. It is Fernando Tatis, but it's senior.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, Fernando Tatis Sr. was famous for that. Two grand slams in one inning. You know the thing that I'll remember about that? First of all, it's pretty incredible. It's unlikely to happen again. Secondly, both grand slams came off the same pitcher. Chan Ho Park, they didn't take him out of the game.
Jeebus.
He was still in there for the second grand slam. Yeah.
Sorry about it.
Sorry, Chan Ho.
Troy in Point Loma, you're up next. Troy, how are you tonight?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Troy. How are you?
All right. Here we go. Question number one.
I don't know who the manager of the Dodgers was that night, but he should be sued for malpractice.
It's one of those wear it innings.
I guess.
Who had a 4-for-4 night last night for the Padres, including a 2-run, 2-out hit in the ninth?
Mr. Clutch, I say.
Manny Machado.
That's not right. It's Manny Machado.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, he can be Machado on a night like that.
All right, Troy, question number two, disregarding that completely.
Yes, I know.
Which Olympic athlete has the most medals
ever? Tough. Not tough, but gettable.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps. That's what I would have guessed, and it's correct. Very good, Michael Phelps. What's he got, about 25, 6?
Got a lot. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, not bad.
Here we go. Second question, number three of the day.
All right, we're down to the nitty-gritty here.
Who was the first player in NFL history to run for 2,000 yards?
First player to run for 2,000 yards. A couple, not many have done it, but a few have done it since.
Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders. Always a good guess, but not this time. Yes, it was pretty famous back in the day when this happened, I must tell you. It seems silly now, but O.J. Simpson was first. Yeah. Sorry about that. You know, you get me with this question from the 70s. I'm almost unbeatable. Almost unbeatable. 2,003 yards for O.J.
We'll try to avoid that one here then.
Yeah,
for
just a 14-game season. So it was a pretty good.
Let's go with, let's go back to Del Cerro. Let's go to Ron in Del Cerro. Ron, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Hey,
good,
Ron.
Good. All right, so we are
the same cold as Chris.
What was that?
You got a cold also?
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Same cold. My name okay, on. Yeah, all right.
All right, here we go. Question number one. What is the nickname for Filipino boxer Manny Pacquiao?
Manny Pacquiao. This is a number one, huh? Okay. Tough.
I know it, but I can't think of it. I don't have a guess. Sorry.
He doesn't have a guess. That's smart. Sometimes you don't have a guess because you might lead me to something. I know this too, but it's not coming to me in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. Manny Pacquiao, the Manassa Mauler. I don't know. So I think this is good news here.
You were close with that one. Yeah.
What is it?
The Manassa Mauler was very close. Oh. His nickname is Pac-Man. Let's go to question
what
number
is it? Pac-Man?
Yes.
Oh, Pacquiao is Pac-Man?
So question
I honestly have never heard that before.
Let's go with question number two.
There was a boxer, a famous legend, who was the Manassa Mauler. And I think it was Jack Dempsey, but I'm going to look it up while you ask the next question.
What is it called in hockey when a player scores a goal, gets an assist, and has a fight all in the same game?
One of my favorite occurrences in sports, which should tell you that I do know the answer to this.
I don't have a clue.
Oh, no, he doesn't know. He's not a hockey fan. That's a Gordie Howe hat trick, and that is one of my favorite things in sports.
That is a Gordie Howe hat trick.
I think anybody in hockey thanks, Ron. Good luck with the cold there. I think that anybody who gets a goal and an assist in a hockey game ought to seek out a fight after that, just so that they can say they had a Gordie Howe hat trick.
We got a long big five here today.
Yeah, no, let's get to our tiebreaker real quick.
Okay, let's do that.
Go next. Yeah, we've had some fun today, but we carried on a little too late. Jack Dempsey, by the way, famous boxer, was nicknamed the Manassa Mauler.
Let's go to Jason in San Diego. Jason, how are you?
Jason, you get tiebreaker duties today.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, Jason. All right, give us an athlete.
Yes, you're on tiebreaker. I'm gonna have to look this one up.
Just pick somebody and type their name in. That's pretty simple.
All right, so let's go with.
What do you got? How about Brandon Nimmo?
How about not?
Yes, okay, we got Brandon Nimmo. I'm upset with him right now
because we've got people already yelling at me over this being a Mets show.
It's not a Mets show.
I know it's not.
Number one, number two, the Mets are important to us this week.
All right, let's go with.
Oh,
let's go with Jake Peavy.
Jake Peavy. Okay, what's the question, Frank?
How many strikeouts?
Ooh.
Did Jake Peavy end his major league career with? 2,000.
Answering quickly, 2,000.
Okay. Jason, higher or lower than 2,000?
The actual answer, is it higher or lower than 2,000 strikeouts?
Dang it, Chris usually says how many seasons, and I kind of figure out from there.
Let's give it to him.
15 seasons.
Yeah, 15 seasons.
Okay, 15 seasons. Let's go higher.
Higher than 2,000. Hey, all right, Jason. Thank you for winning.
2,207.
2,207. That's a correct answer. We got to get to break. So
yes,
let's do that. We'll kick it around with Jason. Nicely done. More Gwynn and Chris coming up, including a big five at the bottom of the hour.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll have the Padres and the Giants right here on 97.3 The Fan. Getting underway, a couple of hours. Sam Levitt's pregame show starts at 5:45. Tony Gwynn Jr. is there. He'll be joining us for our Big Five in about 10 minutes. Also tonight, you got Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, if you're not a hockey fan, I get it. But it's still fun to watch these guys at this level playing as hard as they're going to be playing to try to win the cup. And if you don't know anything about it, keep an eye on Edmonton. They'll be in the white jerseys tonight if you need help. And keep an eye on number 97. This guy's one of the best hockey players I think I've ever seen in terms of skating and creating and getting around six guys to set up a teammate for a goal. His name's Connor McDavid.
Good old Connor McDavid.
He's never won the Stanley Cup, so he's trying to lead Edmonton a la Gretzky to glory starting tonight. Florida's got great players. They're the defending champions. So I think there's some good storylines in the Stanley Cup. And then also tonight, if you're so inclined, switch over or, you know, use what is the old last channel feature? You know, you go, go back and forth. You got the Game 1 of the Women's College World Series getting underway. Texas and Texas Tech. And that means Texas Tech star pitcher, Najeri Kennedy. I still haven't quite got her name pronounced the way I'd like, but you'll recognize her. She'll be in the circle for Texas Tech. She is the first, and I'm sure only, million-dollar NIL women's softball player. But she's
still amazing to me.
She's backed it up, I guess. She's led Texas Tech to the championship. It's a 2 out of 3, starts tonight against Texas. All right, keep an eye on those things if you so desire. We got to get, well, not quite to a break, or do you want to go? I don't want us to be late. We got to
We still got a couple minutes left. 3-4 minutes.
Yeah. All right. David Schoenfeld from ESPN, baseball guy. He likes to break stuff down analytically. I don't have time for all of that. But I will tell you that he goes over some of the first half real disappointment surprises in baseball. And whether or not they're going to continue to be disappointments. So let me run them down. Juan Soto, $765 million. He's hitting .233. Does have some homers of late. He hit one last night. He's got 11 homers now. Is he going to continue to be a big bust or not? David Schoenfeld says no. And he points out that Juan Soto has hit in a ton of bad luck so far this year, as far as hard hit balls that keep getting caught. Because the Mets are still doing pretty well, right? Aren't they just a game back of the Cubs for the best record in the National League?
They're thereabouts, yeah.
Or a half, something like that. And they've done that with Soto not contributing as much as they'd like. I will still root against you, though, Juan. Sorry. Willie Adames and Anthony Santander, are they both busts? Two more free agent signings. Adames with the Giants. He's coming into tonight's game with a 6.23 OPS. Only 5 home runs. Not much for 7 years, $182 million. Not to mention he's not really known as a great shortstop. There's hope, says David Schoenfeld. He says Adames may still turn it around. Same for Anthony Santander, who's been a bust for Toronto so far this year. There's been a lot of them. How about Roki Sasaki? Where's he?
Yeah.
Jerks and Profar obviously had the suspension. I mean, there's been a lot of Corbin Burns. Been a lot of money spent on a lot of guys that aren't doing a darn thing.
Sometimes your best free agent pickup is the guy you don't get.
Yeah, Tanner Scott's another one. And the question is, he no longer one of the best relievers in baseball. David Schoenfeld says that's true. He's not. Dodgers are going to have to suck that up, according to David Schoenfeld. Sandy Alcantara, and we did look this up. That is correct.
Alcantara.
People mispronounce it like me all the time. Is he going to be the star of the trade deadline? Answer, no. Marlins will still get something for him, but not nearly as much because he's got an 8 ERA. Are the 25 Orioles done for the season? He says yes. Orioles need a 100-win pace from here just to get to a playoff level of 86 victories. They have been a surprise.
Yeah.
And how bad they have been. They've already fired a manager. It has not gone well. Two other teams that are surprisingly not good, Rangers and Braves, and both are doing it because they have no offense. Texas has really struggled this year. Adolis Garcia is one of the worst hitters in baseball all of a sudden. Can Bochy turn it around? They say no. They also say the Braves can't get there because there's too many other good teams in the National League. And the Diamondbacks will turn it around. They say no to that as well. I hope that one's right.
West is too good for Arizona.
See, Arizona may have created too big of a hole.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Kevin Ginkle, who's a San Diego guy from out here in East County, he had a 12.60 ERA this year, was just sent down.
Not good.
He was their 8th inning guy and a good one. The year they went to the World Series.
Yeah.
It changes so quick. All right, Big Five is next. Stick around. More Gwen and Chris on the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Under strict orders from Frank to get right to today's Big Five. So, guess what, Frank? Hit it.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only...
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Yes, indeed, we are ready for one of my favorite times of the day, Big Five. And, you know, Scraby's been missed, but I wouldn't say he's been missed on the Big Five. Big Frank, you've been solid.
Well, thank you very much.
What have you brought us today, sir?
Well, first of all, I've brought you...
Number five.
After winning the first 12-team college football playoff and a national title as an at-large selection in 2024, Ohio State head coach Ryan Day would like to see future models include at least four automatic qualifiers for the Big Ten. The Big Ten has not publicly advocated for a specific playoff model, but it has discussed one that would automatically include four teams from the Big Ten and the SEC, two each from the Big 12 and ACC, and one from the top group of five champions. The Big 12 and ACC naturally have opposed that plan. Day would say, "We are in the Big Ten. We have 18 teams and some of the best programs in the country. I feel like we deserve at least four automatic qualifiers." Tony, is that locking up too much of a 16-team bracket?
Yep, it is. I think it is. And I'm quickly starting to lose interest in this because it's just starting to feel like everything that I was hoping it wasn't going to be. And so, and that is that this just becomes a Big Ten SEC tournament.
Yeah.
And that's where I feel like we're headed. It's so funny to me. I feel like the SEC heads, or excuse me, in this case, the Big Ten heads,
right,
They're not publicly asking for it, but what they are doing is telling their most high-profile coaches to get out in the media and voice these type of opinions. Now, day is the first. I'm positive there will be more to follow from this conference that have the gravitas that he does. He might be the biggest fish in that bad boy, so he can do this. He might be the one. But I won't be surprised if we start hearing the same thing from SEC coaches as well here soon. I don't think Sankey and the people like in those seats will be the ones out in front of it. They could be. That would be bold, but I don't see that. But I see this being a thing that happens moving forward. Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. Not a fan of it at all. I answered your question.
You did. You answered mine. I just want to point out to Ryan Day and to anybody else in the Big Ten that under the current format, which they seem so opposed to, the Big Ten had four teams in the playoff last year.
Mm,
they already did.
How about that?
They had Oregon. And Oregon got whipped, of course, we know, by Ohio State. So they played each other, which basically rendered their regular season meeting meaningless. Because Oregon beat Ohio State in the regular season, but nobody cares or remembers that now.
Nope.
Penn State got in. They were the team that finished third and lost to Oregon in the Big Ten championship game, but they went a lot further than Oregon and got all the way to the Final Four. And then Indiana was the last team, and they certainly belonged in. I'm pretty sure Notre Dame blew them out by 30 points by halftime. So, you know, this notion that the Big Ten is at least four teams deep is not always accurate, number one. And number two, you know, they said here, Tony, by the SEC and the Big Ten, they don't want to totally say it, but what they want us to know is that they really want to play off without any teams from the Group of Five.
Right.
And they don't think that the Group of Five belongs on the same field with them. And I will point to last year's game between Boise State and Penn State. A game that Penn State won, I grant you, but a very competitive game right up until the fourth quarter when I think Penn State scored 10 points to kind of create a little separation. That was a really good game. Boise State belonged on the field. They didn't win, but it was a game.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's exactly what you're saying, Tony. They want, you know, more pieces of the pie because why? They get all the money. And I hope that the NCAA is able to hold it off. But I fear that you're right, Tony. Within the next decade, you can have an SEC Big Ten football conference and let them go do what they do.
It's ruining college football
day by day, Frank.
When it comes to this.
No question. I mean, Hofstra's not even being considered anymore. Come on.
There's a good reason for that, is they don't have a football program anymore.
I know. Chris, don't tell Wayne Corbett that. Didn't he go to Hofstra?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
This is right up your wheelhouse, Chris. FanDuel has banned a bettor who posted a video of himself heckling Olympic gold medalist Gabby Thomas at a recent track event and claimed, quote, "It made my parlay win." Dope. Thomas posted on X that an unnamed man, quote, "followed me around the track as I took pictures and signed autographs for fans, mostly children, shouting personal insults last week at a Grand Slam track event in Philadelphia." Grand Slam Track said in a statement that it is conducting, quote, "a full investigation into the reprehensible behavior captured on video." We kind of said it the other day, where these sports leagues will not get rid of it because they found a way to make money off of it. But seriously, we're hearing more and more of these stories as the days go on.
Yeah, you know, look, I mean, what else is new? Number one. Number two, you're kind of getting me thinking back to a quote that I read, and I think it was this morning or yesterday. It came from a guy named John Brown, who is way up at the top at ESPN. I don't know if he's the general manager or he's in charge, you know, the CEO or the CIO or the CFO or whatever these things are. And one of the things that John Brown is big part of is ESPN Bet and their whole thing with, you know, making the kind of money that they're making. And he was referring to the Lance McCullers situation. And, of course, we found, right, or they found, the authorities found, that it was an overseas disgruntled bettor that was making the threats against Lance McCullers. And John Brown was quick to point out that he believes this was a one-off and that the betting doesn't have anything to do with the kind of threats that are going out there right now. That
Who's John Brown?
He's a big wig at ESPN, and he's a big wig in charge of ESPN Bet, that wing of ESPN.
Got you.
So now you know where he's coming from. But this whole, all the people that are involved are myopic. They're honestly trying to get us to believe that these kinds of threats have been coming into athletes for years and years and years before all of this betting became much more prominent. And I just don't think it's true. It may have happened once or twice in the past, but now, Tony, you know, I know, this is a real concern moving forward because people lose money and they're not happy about it. Agreed?
Yeah, no, 100% agreed. Yeah, man, I don't know how he can come to that conclusion.
Right.
Honestly.
I love it.
I think, yes, there have always, I mean, no, there haven't always, it used to be like mob bosses that were
doing
all of the threatening and things of that nature.
Like, yes, now Al Capone might come after you, but Joe from Serbia was not calling.
Right, because it was illegal, and so it was mixed up in the kind of underground world at that point.
That's a good point. Now, if you lost money, you didn't want to out yourself as saying you lost money.
100%, right? And so now it's legal in a lot of states. And you get regular Joe Schmoes who have more access to individuals that they're betting on than they've ever had before. And of course humans are gonna human. And that's unfortunately what's happening right now. You get a disgruntled, whether it's overseas or in the States, bettor who's pissed, and now he's going to take his frustration out on said person that he feels wronged him in this bet. And it's just out of this world ridiculous. I think eventually all sports leagues are going to really have to invest in security, and it may not even be of the physical type, right? I mean, maybe it's cyber security, maybe whatever it is. They're going to have to find a way eventually, because I think this is only going to get worse. I don't think it's going to somehow calm down.
Oh, I don't think so, Tony. John Brown said this is not a problem. This is not an issue of gambling. This is, you know, people just would do this anyway. Come on.
No, they would.
I know.
No, they wouldn't. They would not be. They've been having sports for a long time. We are just now seeing this type of behavior take off on the graph chart right now.
We are living in the worst timeline possible.
Number three.
Every day it gets worse and worse. Rory McIlroy defended
Frank, are you in a hell of a good mood today, apparently?
Rory McIlroy defended his decision to not speak to the media after each of his four rounds at last month's PGA Championship, saying Wednesday that he was upset about the news leaking that his driver had been declared non-conforming in a pre-tournament testing during what was already, quote, a weird week. McIlroy became the sixth golfer to complete the career Grand Slam by capturing the green jacket at the Masters, declined to talk to reporters each day while trying for the 47th at PGA Championship at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
Right.
During the second round, SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio reported that McIlroy's driver had been deemed non-conforming in testing earlier in the week. The PGA of America later confirmed that it had asked the USGA to conduct the testing at Quail Hollow and said about 50 players had their drivers inspected. The testing results were supposed to remain confidential. Tony, it sounds like Rory's got a pretty valid gripe here, does he not?
Yeah, he does. I mean, listen, I'm all for information, but I kind of look at this the same way as when Major League Baseball started testing, and you know they were keeping that was supposed to remain confidential, and then all of a sudden, some names got out there. And, you know, fortunately for you know, David Ortiz, it didn't stick the way that it has for some. But that was supposed to be confidential. It was supposed to not be held out, get given out. And I feel Rory on this. Like I think when things, in order to get the cooperation in the first place, you probably had to promise that. And so that's a violation in whatever was promised of this confidentiality of Rory. And he's probably most pissed because his name is the one that got out over, you know, it sounded like everybody's stuff was checked. And I'm sure his might not even have been the only one that was confiscated. But because he's the biggest name, he's the one that's going to get talked about. So, yeah, I think he does have a gripe.
Boo-hoo, Rory. Boo bleepin' who. Here's the thing. First of all, I don't like Rory McIlroy, so understand that I'm coming from that position to begin with.
Just to be clear, I'm not a fan of Rory either.
I know. So you're being more fair than I am on this one, but I'm not gonna follow you down the path. Although I totally agree with you, when things are supposed to be confidential, they should stay that way. But Scottie Scheffler's name also came out in this very same situation, and Scottie Scheffler just explained it to everybody. Now, I don't know if I bought his explanation, but a lot of people wrote me when I didn't buy it and said what he was claiming was true. And that is that when drivers are used over and over and over and over again, and these guys hit thousands of shots, they tend to wear down a little bit, right? And when they wear down, for some reason, that allows, when contact is made, and this is some, you know, laws of physics that I don't understand, but the ball can carry a little further with a worn down club. So what happened is, Rory and some of these other guys, their clubs had worn down too much, and so they tested it and said, hey, you got to get back to, you know, newer clubs. So that was it. It wasn't a major, really an issue. So Scheffler explained himself. And he went right on with the tournament. Here's my thing with Rory, because I feel like when he plays well, he always shows up. And when he doesn't play well, he walks away, which is what he did at the PGA. And it's his right, Tony. You agree, I agree. It's your right to talk to the media. I get it. But not really when you're Rory McIlroy. You're too big of a star. You owe a couple of words on your way to the car. You know, hey, I played terrible today. I don't feel like talking about it. At least
when you speak on it from that perspective, it does seem what do you call it, chicken bleep, right? It does seem like he is kind of trying to backdoor having to talk.
Yes, he's trying to get around his excuse here. Yeah. I think so.
Well, didn't know that. I didn't know that my guy, by the way,
your guy, Scottie Scheffler, right?
Scottie Scheffler. I didn't know that he was also named in this.
Yeah, nobody was really claiming these guys were cheating. In a way, it was just this one of these situations where you need to check your clubs every 6 months to make sure they're not too worn to miss out on specifications. Right. And that's why a lot of guys had clubs that needed to be changed out. This wasn't a witch hunt for Rory McIlroy.
Okay, so he might have just been being a little baby here, huh?
Yes, there you go.
Might have been. By the way, you brought up Scottie Scheffler. Three less wins than the Colorado Rockies since June 2nd.
Yes, the Rockies have broken the tie with Scottie Scheffler.
Number two.
All right, we got to get through these next two quick here because we're running long. The marathon legal battle regarding player compensation and the makeup of college athletics in a landmark multi-billion-dollar antitrust case took another turn on Monday night. A federal judge granted attorneys involved in the $2.8 billion settlement an extension to file summary judgment at Daubert briefing, I believe that's how you pronounce that.
I wouldn't know, so.
With both sides still waiting for a final judgment and the original deadline set to be coming on Friday, the new deadline has been pushed back to June 27th to provide proper time for potential appeals. It also pushes the timeline for a potential resolution even closer to the expected start date of the revenue sharing payments to athletes, which is July 1st. Chris, is this a way to kind of force a deal to get done before the July 1st deadline?
I don't know. You confused me beyond belief, to be honest with you. And I'll just say this. I'm sure there's money, plenty of money to go around. So whatever deal they do make, you know, maybe it's not going to be the tip, you know, tip top for everybody, but revenue sharing, we know how much money is available out there. So I'll leave it at that. I don't really know what's going on. Tony might know better than me here. So I'm gonna claim a little ignorance, which isn't the first time, by the way.
There's actually not. There's nothing to be ashamed of claiming ignorance on this because it is quite confusing.
Yeah.
If you know anything about it, I know a little bit about it, and they need to hurry up and get this done. This thing has been supposed to be done for months now, and the lawyers are, and I know they're trying to get it right, but. It's leaving schools kind of like in limbo on what they're going to do. And for those who may not know, this is the same settlement that will impact the roster sizes on pretty much all of the teams. And the schools that are jumping into this revenue sharing issue will have the ability to be able to, you know, make the rosters bigger in some cases, shorter in some cases, but you know they will have the ability to pay to do full rides for everybody. So we'll see. I think they just need to hurry up and get this done. It is a way to force the action. Hopefully they get it done by this 27th because it just seems like they just keep pushing the date. This is like the third or fourth push date back, I believe.
Dragging their feet, says Tony. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Number one.
All right, really quick, just picks. Pick them for tonight. Stanley Cup Finals. Who do you got, Edmonton or Florida? Tony, for the series.
Florida won it last year, right?
Yes.
Seven-game series,
I think Edmonton gets their revenge.
Chris.
Tony Gwynn Jr. knows his hockey. To be understanding of that. Country of Canada has not been home to the Stanley Cup since 1993. It returns to the Great White North. I'll take Edmonton as well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.